The feeling of guilt is from knowingly doing something wrong. We have all felt guilty at some point in our lives. When we grow in Christ, we learn that He died for our sins and that there is no condemnation for those in Jesus.
Hey friends, thanks for joining us for the Messiah's Misfits podcast. No matter where you are in your walk of faith, this podcast is to help you grow and to learn. I'm Mary Ventures, and I'm joined with my friends Randall and Josh Newby.
Greetings.
Hello.
Hi, guys. Well, in today's episode, we'll be talking about feelings of guilt. And feelings of guilt can feel like a prison.
It can be detrimental to a person's walk.
Absolutely.
To a person's life. It can drag them down, put them in a state of bondage where they just don't feel relief.
Right.
And so I really feel like that this episode is going to minister and help a lot of people tonight that come across this page that are suffering this emotional state from that. I think guilt is something that just gnaws.
Right.
It just gnaws. Mm-hmm. Their past just keeps coming up against them, and Satan just brings their past up again, over and over and over in their lives and
kind
their minds.
Kind of drowns you in
it. Oh, yeah. And that's what, he's trying to steal and kill and destroy.
Suffocate.
And he uses guilt so many times to just hinder people.
Absolutely.
To try to destroy their mind and, of past remorses, of past wrongs that they've done, and violations, whatever may be the case, but we want to, in this episode, I want people to know that God has come to forgive and heal and restore.
Yes.
And so I think we've got some good scriptures tonight that we can look at, and it's going to bring to light.
One thing we have to remember, that Jesus walked this earth as a man.
Yes.
He knows what it feels like for these sins. When he went into the hell and he took on the sins,
amen,
he knows what it feels like. And that's something we, I feel like should give people peace and comfort to know that Jesus went in there to take those sins on for me.
Amen.
And so give it to him. Give him all those things that are bothering you.
I think that's the key word tonight, Mary, is be willing to allow God to take those, take the guilt, but also we've got to be willing to release those.
Right.
Instead of holding on to them or trying to harbor them, but know that we can release them.
Yes.
And God is ready there to take them.
Absolutely.
To take those feelings that hinder our mind.
They
just over, it's like a broken record.
Yes.
Just over and over in our mind, like a replay and a thing. And we feel a feeling of responsibility. But we want to look at God's grace and look at God's mercies that are new every morning for us.
Praise God.
I found a scripture in Isaiah, the 42nd chapter. And when I saw this, and it just really opened my eyes to this, and I hope it does the audience as well. He says that God has come to open the blind eyes, to bring out the prisoners from the prison, and to bring them out that sit in darkness out of the prison house. I feel like that so many people is in the prison of guilt.
Right.
And along with other things.
Right.
He's
trying to bust them out of jail.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's what he come to do. He come to, he's got the keys to death, hell, and the grave.
That's right.
He's got the keys to every lock.
That's right.
And whatever has brought us into that state of feeling imprisoned.
Yes.
He's got the key.
He does.
He's got the key to unlock the doors tonight of
forgiveness.
And
he wants to. He wants to.
He wants to.
Yes.
No matter if it's guilt or jealousy or pride, anger, whatever God is dealing with, whatever we're going through,
right?
God can open the prison doors for us, bring them out of prison, even out of the prison house.
Yes. You know, if you go to 2 Corinthians 7, verse 8 through 11, he says, "For though I made you sorry with a letter, I do not repent, though I did repent. For I perceive that the same epistle hath made you sorry, though it were but for a season. Now I rejoice that ye were made sorry, but that ye sorrowed to repentance. For ye were made sorry after a godly manner, that ye might receive damage by us in nothing.
Right.
For godly sorrow worketh repentance. This is important. Godly sorrow worketh repentance to salvation, not to be repented of, but the sorrow of the world worketh death.
I've done a lot of prison ministry in my life and ministry, and I've gone in a lot of prisons, and I've heard those that's incarcerated share their stories. And so many times I never ask them what they did. That was never none of my business, none of my concern.
Sure.
I was just there to encourage them and to bless them. A lot of times they'd bless me because they've had life changes. They've had new experiences.
Right.
But I found out through the process of that even though they were caught, I never got caught.
Mm-hmm. Right.
They got caught for what they did, but I never got caught.
Right.
In a sense, I should have been the same thing.
Sure.
I should have been incarcerated as well.
Because a sin is a sin.
Sin is a sin.
Yeah.
And you know, a lot of those had remorse of what they'd done. They were truly sorrow for what they'd done. But as some people, they're sorry they got caught.
Yes.
They're not sorry for what they did.
So that's not true repentance.
No, that's not true repentance.
No.
They're just sorry they got caught
and
having to deal with the consequence. But true repentance, you're going to be sorry for.
Yes.
And you're going to come to the cross. You're going to come to the feet of Jesus with a humble spirit, with a broken spirit, saying, Father, forgive me.
Absolutely.
I make confession of this wrong that I've done.
Praise God.
That's when Christ comes in and forgives us.
Right.
And cleanses us from that, we don't have to carry that guilt anymore.
Sure.
We don't have to carry that. I mean, there's some wrongs that we've done that we're ashamed of.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. We don't want to repeat it. We don't want to come to light anymore. But Satan's good about bringing those back up to us.
Yes.
But here's the good news. You can look in Hebrews, the 8th chapter of verse 12. You can look in Psalms 103 and 12. Or you can even look in Jeremiah 31 and 34. And they all say basically the same thing. He says these words, "For I will forgive their iniquities, and I will remember their sin no more. When he brings you out of the prison, he throws the key and says, no more.
Right. First John says, 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Praise God.
He will
wash it
white as snow. But true repentance means really meaning it.
Yes.
Because, you know, it makes me think of a judge sitting on a throne or a bench up there, and he looks at the person and he says, you have not shown 1 ounce of remorse for what you've done. And they haven't. And that's what God's saying. You keep asking me to forgive you, but you're not truly sorry.
Right. You know, Mary, I was able to go to the hospital this week and visit with a man, and he had called and asked if I would come and visit with him. I've never met him, never seen him before, but he was nearing expiration, and he wanted to make sure that things were right.
Right.
And so as I went and visited with the man, encouraged him in the Lord and shared scripture with him, I began to lead him in a sinner's prayer, and he had been away from the Lord a long time.
Right.
Had a lot of guilt built up in him.
Right.
But as I began to pray, the Holy Spirit began to enter that room where we were at praying, and you could feel the conviction and the convincing work of the Holy Spirit.
Praise God.
As I began to weep, I'm going to confess, I peeked. I peeked. I wanted to see what was going on. And as I peeked at that hospital bed, I saw this little man with tears rolling down his eyes and his hands raised toward heaven. And all I could say was victory, victory, victory.
Right.
And he just waved his hands. And I thought right there, this man, the guilt, the sin, he understood forgiveness.
Yes.
He felt forgiveness right there.
He was set free.
He was set free. He was come out of that prison.
Yes.
He's ready to face eternity now.
That's right.
He's ready to, praise God.
To pass over.
Yes. What a marvelous thought that we have, knowing that God forgives us.
Yes.
Just like the thief on the cross.
Oh, yeah.
He said, this day. The thief knew he was guilty.
Yes.
He knew he was condemned.
He did it.
He did it. He owned up to it.
Yes.
But he made confession and he asked God to forgive
him.
And God forgave
him.
Praise God.
Yes.
What the joy. We don't have to bear the guilt.
Yeah.
Christ bore that.
Well, and you know,
he took the curse for us.
Well, and the thief didn't see all the miracles. Look at the people that walked with Jesus, that saw all the miracles and still rejected him.
Yeah.
But the thief said, wow, I know you're the Son of God.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's you have to do that as a person.
He felt God's love.
Yes.
And he's seen the manifestation of God's love with Jesus dying on the cross.
Absolutely.
That's what Jesus says in Isaiah 118. Come, let us reason together. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be washed white as wool.
Oh,
thanks God.
God.
He invites us.
Yes.
He invites us to come. He said, let's just talk it over.
Exactly.
Let's just come to me and let's just discuss this thing.
Let's lay it all out on the table.
We don't have to harbor that.
No.
Because if we harbor it, you know, we've got the remorse of the wrong, and it's difficult to endure that burden every day.
Well, you know, it's like a child. You know, when you've messed up, and you know, my mom's favorite thing was, wait till your dad gets home. And so you thought, I'm just going to sit as still and quiet as I can, which was hard for me, and maybe they'll forget. Well, they never forgot.
Yeah.
You know, that's the same thing with God. You can be as still and quiet as you want in your sin, but he still sees it.
Yeah.
Because it's filthy. Yes.
But if you repent, he'll cleanse you of it.
Yes.
Forgive you.
And then, make it white as snow.
And then he says, I'll cast it into the sea of forgetfulness.
Oh, praise God. As far as the east is from the west.
And never remembered
anyone. That's Psalm 103:12, if y'all want to know that one.
Amen. That is so exciting tonight.
Yes.
You know, I was thinking of the woman in John 8, the woman that was taken in adultery.
Mm-hmm.
It said, and when they caught her, they had set her in the midst, you know, made a public example out of her.
Made a big to-do.
Oh, how horrible.
Now, where was the man? That's what I want to know. Where was the man in that sin?
How horrible is to treat? We shouldn't treat people like
no,
that.
No, absolutely
not. That's not what God's called us to do.
No.
But these people did. They took this very woman and said, we've caught her in the very act. And they go into the law of Moses and they said, you know, but they were tempting him. They were just trying to find reasons that they would accuse him.
Yes.
But he says in verse 7, so when they continued asking him, he raised himself up and said unto them, he that is without sin among you, let him cast a stone at her. First cast a stone at her. We've all fallen short.
We've all
sinned and come short of the glory of God.
Right.
You know, so we've all been in the same example. We can't throw stones.
Right.
That we cannot throw stones. So then he said, he stooped down again, rolled on the ground, and they which heard it, being convicted by their own conscience, went out one by one, beginning at the eldest, even at the last. And Jesus was left alone, and the woman was left standing in the midst. But I love this right here.
Mm-hmm.
When Jesus had lifted himself up, he saw none but the woman. He said unto her, beautiful words, he said, woman, where are thine accusers?
Mm-hmm.
No man, hath no man condemned thee?
Praise God.
And she said, no man, Lord. And Jesus said unto her, this is a golden scripture.
Mm-hmm.
Neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more.
That's right. That's the key right there.
That's it.
Go and try to make things better.
Absolutely.
Do better.
God wants us to live a full life.
Yes.
A full life. But if we're holding on to the guilt, thinking, well, who could forgive me? How can God forgive me? This woman was caught in the midst of adultery.
Right.
And sin is sin.
And she was facing a death sentence.
There's no big sin, little sin. Sin is sin.
That's right.
But she wasn't condemned. Jesus did not condemn her. He said, neither do I condemn thee. So what time we condemn ourselves, or people condemn us, but Jesus said, neither do I condemn thee.
Right.
But just go and sin no more. He said, don't do it no more.
Right. But, you know, I think about how she was placed there. And as it says in the scripture, they begin to walk away, the oldest to the youngest. They begin to walk away. So if it was just her and Jesus standing there, you know she was weeping.
Sure.
You know she was sorrowful.
Yeah.
And, you know, I believe that was her true repentance.
Yeah.
For him to just say to her, go and
forgave her.
He did.
He took the guilt away.
Yeah.
He opened that prison door.
Yeah, he's like, you made a mistake.
Here it is.
No.
Wow.
Go and fix it. Now, that is so simple, but we make it so hard.
Wow.
But you know why we make it hard? Because this world says we were never going to forget what you did.
Oh, absolutely.
We're going to put a red A on you, and you're going to be that person for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
But that's not what God says.
No.
Praise God.
God forgave. You know, let's go a little bit deeper.
Okay.
John 3:16.
Yes.
For it says, for God so loved the world
Yes.
That he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever
yes.
believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Hallelujah.
That's right.
That's the wow. gospel story right
that's
there.
That's the meat. That's right there.
That's the message of the word.
Yes.
That God brings us and gives us a righteous cleansing. He paid for our sins. He paid for your sins tonight.
Yes.
I go back to scripture. He brought us out of the prison house.
He did. He busted us loose.
When we ask Jesus into our heart and we forgive us and we go back and we repent, the worst thing we can do is be unrepentant.
Right.
Whether before salvation or after salvation.
Right.
But we can go to God. He wants us to come to him and repent.
Yes.
And when we come to him with that repentance, he washes it, cleanses us, forgives us, and we get back up and we go again.
That's
we've all
right.
We've all made a mistake.
Absolutely.
You know, no matter how you came to your situation or how long you've been in that situation.
You don't
or how
have
long
to stay there.
No. Or how long you're carrying that distressing burden of guilt around. God is ready with a solution.
Well, I always think of the prodigal son. You know, he went from, talk about a riches story. He was pampered and babied, and he went out in the world thinking, I don't have to do what you said. And he goes off, and where does he end up? In a hog trough fighting for food in the hog trough.
Yeah, competing for hogs.
Yeah.
Competing with the hogs.
And
yeah.
So he gets his dirty little self up and is sorry for what he has done.
Yeah.
And he goes home, and his dad welcomes him with open arms. That's what God does
yes.
for us.
Amen.
We get down in the miry clay, and we get nasty, and we do things, and we should never have been there, never have participated, never behaved that way. But he just stands there with open arms.
He swallowed his pride.
Yes.
He got beside himself.
Yes.
He humbled himself.
And he asked. Yep.
That's what we've got to do. That's the picture of what we got to do is just to humble ourselves. Say, Father, I messed up.
Yes.
I made a mistake. I committed a wrong.
Right.
I committed this violation. I violated you. Forgive me.
Yes.
I am truly sorry for what I've done.
Right.
That's releasing that guilt.
Absolutely.
That's releasing it and letting go and letting God take, casting that care upon him, casting that guilt upon him.
Yes. Give it to him.
Give it to him. Let him take it. He's already paid the price for
it. He did.
We don't, no matter how long we care, we're not paying the price anymore.
No.
We're only hurting ourselves.
Absolutely.
We're condemning ourselves. And, you know, we just need to confess and tell God. Just confess and tell God that we went wrong.
Well, you know, Jeremiah 31:34, he said, "For I will forgive their iniquity."
Amen.
Or their sin,
Amen.
And I will remember their sin no more.
Praise
so
God.
When you keep saying, Lord, and you keep bringing it to him every time and saying, Lord, please forgive me for he's like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
He doesn't remember it anymore. You keep reminding him that you sinned something he doesn't remember.
Exactly.
So lay it down at the foot of Jesus and let go of it and get up. And be a new creature in Christ Jesus.
Just let it go.
Yeah, let it go.
Let it go.
Don't you dare sing Frozen.
No, but I will sing, He Took My Sins Away.
He did. Praise God, He did.
He took my sins away.
Yes.
He took my sins away. Praise God.
Yes.
Aren't you glad He took your sins away, Mary Josh? Aren't you glad that He took your sins away tonight?
Yes, because I don't have to live in that prison.
Amen.
Anymore.
Amen.
I don't have to be
free.
You know,
freedom.
I see, like, when I think about people who are carrying years, like you said, that little man, it's like, you know, them holding on to stones.
Yeah.
And it just bogs them down. If you would just set the stones down and straighten up and go on, boy, your life would be so much more pleasant.
Amen.
So
Amen.
It may not be perfect, but it will be pleasant and joyful.
Just knowing that I am forgiven.
Yes.
Christ forgives.
Praise God.
Christ loves me enough to forgive me. That's mercy.
Yes.
Mercy. You know, I'm just curious, and I looked up Psalms 136. There is 26 verses in that chapter.
Mm-hmm.
26 verses, and every verse says, His mercy endureth forever.
That's right. Yeah, it doesn't stop.
It doesn't stop.
Just because you keep making a mistake, it doesn't stop.
It doesn't stop.
Because there's every day you're going to sin in some way, whether you don't set out to do it, but an angry thought pops into your
temptations
head.
Temptations around us every day.
Yes, or just you know, just taking on things and being frustrated, and then lashing out at others. You know, it's not fair to others that you've got yourself bogged down in it.
Right.
But every day he's there to go, okay, I seen what you did there, but I'm going to forgive you for it.
Yeah.
You know, and that's huge. That makes my heart swell just to know that he loves me enough to do that.
Amen. He loves all of us the same. You know,
yes.
I'm his favorite.
I'm his favorite. But. I knew you were going to say that. Don't be trying to steal my catchphrase.
Every one of us
yes.
ought to feel like that we are
absolutely
God's favorite tonight.
We should. And yeah. I want everybody to feel that way.
You know, I believe this, that God stands ready with the solution tonight.
Yes.
To help anyone who is battling and carrying this burden of guilt around.
He says, come unto me and I will give you rest.
Amen. How beautiful that is.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that God's hands and his arms are outstretched.
Yes.
Just like the prodigal's father was.
Yes.
And I believe that some may be feeling unworthy. I believe sometimes that guilt has paralyzed us
yes.
by our past. I feel like that there's some that is just having issues. It just keeps coming back.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that there's even some out there tonight they're afraid. They're afraid to try again.
Right.
But I want to remind you tonight, we serve the God who is love.
Yes.
A God who is love. And I just want to share him tonight with our audiences. I just want to pray for our people
Absolutely.
that are battling and struggling tonight. That tonight Absolutely. We want to know that God has the key to open your prison door.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Father, Father, I thank you for the anointing,
yes,
Lord, of the
Father,
Holy Spirit.
I thank you, Lord, for blessing me.
Father, I pray for those tonight, Lord, that are being burdened Hallelujah. And bound by this guilt. Lord, they blame themselves, God. They're suffering under this condition, this emotional state. Father, I pray, Lord, that this door would be opened in their life tonight, God. Lord, they can see that they can be delivered and set free, Father, from this bondage that's yes. wearing on their lives. It's just wearing them down and beating them down. And, Father, I pray tonight, Lord, that they'll experience your freedom.
Yes.
They will experience your liberty. They will experience your full life in you, Lord. You didn't come to condemn us. You come to deliver us. You come to save us. And, Father, I just pray, Lord, that your Holy Spirit would minister tonight. Lord, that you would strengthen them, Lord, strengthen them tonight, Lord, and knowing that we can confess our faults and confess our sins, and you are just to forgive
yes,
us.
Lord.
Lord, remember their sins. Remember our sins
no more.
Yes. No more hold them against us. No more, Lord. Father, I pray, let us experience joy. Let us experience
yes,
peace tonight, the full life that you promised us. Father, I love you for it. Lord, I pray, break every chain, break every fetter tonight. Renew the heart, renew the mind. Father, I thank you for healing the brokenhearted. Take our hearts into your hands. Lord, with those outstretched hands, we love you and we give you the praise for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. I hope each and every one of you listening have been touched.
Praise God.
By this special episode, because we want you to know our Lord and Savior and to receive him as we have, because you're just as much his children as we are.
Praise God. Praise
and we love you, and we just, you will be lifted up in our prayers.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you. Thank you for listening. Thanks for listening to our podcast. If you haven't already, make sure you subscribe wherever you're listening today so you do not miss an episode. It would also mean a great deal if you took the time to give us a review so others can find our podcast and we can continue to serve and to teach.
The Messiah's Misfits podcast is a ministry of Yale Assembly where our mission is to build kingdom people. To find out more about Yale Assembly and our other ministries, you can go to yaleassembly.org.